When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to California. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo I'll be there.
If I had any singing talent, I would have redone this version, Arizona by morning, for today's broadcast.
Yeah, maybe we could do a little scratching and mixing or whatever them kids do. Like, you know, get that.
Like I said, Dan Fowley does all his own sound effects as well. You got to learn that because they don't have a lot plugged into the rodeo announcer stand. You got your microphone and your speaker.
Well, you know, nowadays I'm blessed. I worked rodeo. You know, I've been at it 30 years. I worked rodeos back before you had sound men. There wasn't a guy playing music or hitting sound effects or doing all that. I worked a lot of them with no clown, no nothing. You were just kind of pedaling the bike all by yourself. And nowadays I'm blessed to get to work around guys that do a lot of that. And then the huge Jumbotron TV and the whole bit.
You've probably worked with a number of celebrities as it relates to the horse world over the years.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure Hollywood Yates has come out and done some bullfighting at the Cave Creek complex that you were announcing at. I was attending and doing the steer wrestling. Gosh, this would have been 12, 15 years ago.
Easy.
And any other big name
celebrity
appearances here and there that stop into the state?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you would mention Hollywood. I was there the very first time he ever stepped into a rodeo arena, and I wanted him to call security. I thought the guy was like a nut job or something. And of course, the guy we're talking about, he's gone
former
on to do
American Gladiator.
American Gladiator.
So he's big.
He's Wrangler bullfights back when those were huge at the Wrangler National Finals.
He's kept the sleeveless shirt style.
You know, I'm
80s.
Thinking of going that myself. Yeah, but he with the
he likes to show off what
his arms look bigger than my legs. So just phenomenal people like that, and that's one thing that makes our rodeo world so special. The people that are in it, I've always said, you know, you can go frame a house or pour concrete or even hot mop a roof or a road, and if you're with the right crew, it's fun. Countless great folks that have meant a lot to me. I was blessed to meet Slim Pickens before he died, and
there's a lot more to do in an arena than just rodeo. We've talked about the Mexican rodeo, junior rodeo, professional rodeo, but there's also mounted shooting. They put corn and bullets in a real gun and go and shoot balloons that they've got set up, and there's different formations. And
I thought you were talking about there at Walmart the other day when my mother-in-law mounted me from behind with a pistol and tried to shoot me. No. That has gained huge popularity, the mounted shooting competitions that you talk about. And
what about reining? You have any use for reining?
I wish it'd rain every day. I've got a bunch of winter pasture planted down there on the southwest side of Phoenix. No, raining, to me, I could sit and watch that for hours. It's not a real crowd favorite, per se, and it's a quiet deal. And it takes a special eye and a person that knows what it takes to get the horse to be that
I compare that to wine tasting. You know, the people that can afford it and care about it spend a lot of time obsessing over it. But I'm a Ford pickup guy. I don't have much use for it.
I thought you were going to say I'm a Boone's Farm in a paper bag, dude. No. Yeah.
You have horse jumping competitions. You got English riding. So in an
sure.
arena, there's a lot to do more than just rodeo. And Arizona has, I mean, just start naming them all. Horse Lovers Park and Tatum and the 101. You've got Dunn's Arena in Waddell. You have Buckeye has multiple. And I think that's probably the biggest covered arena in Arizona is in Buckeye.
Oh, yeah. And
it
has
covers
gained,
the grandstands back
you know, they'll have 1,500 barrel racers a day in that facility throughout the workaday week. You know, sometimes folks think of us in the rodeo business as it just being a hobby or something we like doing. It's how we make our living. And folks that are involved in making a living horseback, when our weather's good here, this is where they all want to be, and some huge money trades hands in the winter months around here.
And something my mother-in-law says, you know how to make a small fortune in horses?
Start with a big fortune, exactly. Probably. Yeah, yeah, that's right. But it's like kids. To play.
Only the first one's expensive. To add on after that, because you've already got the stalls at that point.
Sure.
You've already got the hay at that point. You've already got
sure.
To add on after one, it's getting started. The upfront cost is the shocker.
Yeah, but that's certainly right. You bet. And that's we talked earlier. I'm sure my kids might want to do something else, but we've all rodeoed. And we have the trucks and the trailers and the arena and the facility and the livestock to practice. And it's rodeo is more of a way of life than a sport. And, of course, it produces more second and third generation athletes than any other professional athlete.
Your quote at the end of your bio says it all. Being involved in rodeo has provided me the best opportunity to do what I love. It's people that make the difference, and rodeo has the best.
They certainly do.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up.